You know, grace is a special blessing that we all receive. Each day we wake up with breath. That's that unmerited favor, something we really didn't deserve, because we really all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I think about what James says over in James chapter 4, and beginning in verse 14, when James asks a strong question that we all need to look at, and according to 2 Corinthians 13:5, when he teaches us to examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. In James 4:14, he says, whereas you know not what shall be on to tomorrow. Then he says, for what is your life? That is an individual thing that we all need to ask ourselves. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then life just vanishes away. And according to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, when the Bible said it is appointed to men once to die, and after that cometh the judgment. That's the reason why you think about what Jesus says in John 10:10. When he said, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Or even Jesus, when Jesus asked that most important question, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Open your Bible with me this morning for a few minutes if we may. And I want to just pick it back a little bit more on spirituality. I want you to open your Bible to the book of James, James chapter 1. I know some of you already been there, but we're going to go again. James chapter 1, because of that becoming as little children attitude in relationship to submissiveness. That it's like a little child, and a child on basis life on possessions or expectations or sin or preconceived ideals. But those are things that he learned from being a child. And he talked about that in James chapter 4, especially verse number 7, because this is the dangerous thing of life that sometimes we don't realize, that when God made us, when God put us on this earth, when we were born with a purpose in mind. That is to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That's the reason why we're here on this earth. Not to be the greatest president, not to make all the money in the world, but in life that our mission, our goal is to make heaven our home. That's the reason why we're here. And in doing so, he gave us a directions. James 1:25, he called it the perfect law of liberty. This book, the Bible, the 66 books, that is the books, the Bible, the instructions that we go by. As 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, so the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But we think about what James says over here in James chapter 1. When he talks about verse 7, he says, but if I let not that man think. See, don't even think this way. He said, for let not that man think that he shall receive, listen to what the Holy Spirit says, anything of the Lord. Of the Lord is a possessive ownership, that which the Lord owns. If you think that you're going to receive anything of the Lord, he said here, make sure, the next verse, that you are not double-minded. That's a two-man soul that is unstable in all his ways. Or point number two, that if you don't have that attitude to be low in spirit, well, number one, he's not going to exalt you. He can't use you in relationship to doing the Lord's will. Now, by that verse over here, in verse number 9, when you write Philippians 4 and verse 12, because see, Paul says in Philippians 4, 12, number one, see, in order to be lifted up, you got to get down, amen. See, in order to be lifted up, see, you got to be abased. See, you got to humble yourself. You got to be submissive to his will. You got to let the word of God work in you in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Now, go with me to James chapter 4. And at James chapter 4, I want you to see, and then we'll get into our lesson. James 4:7. That's what I want you to see. I want you to write these words down, okay? Because see, life is not nothing. You just exist. You don't have no blessings of God. See, if you think that you're going to receive, you're not going to get it. If you're what? Double-minded. If you're unstable in all your ways. So if you're double-minded and you're not sure, see, if you're trying to serve two masters, Matthew 6:26, see, this is the thing you got to do. If you want to solve the problem right now, this is the answer. Number one, James says in James 4:7, number one, he says here, submit yourself therefore to God. You can't serve God when you want to, how you want to, if it don't match up with God's word. Amen. John 14:6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's not but one way. Amen. So number one, you got to this morning submit yourself to God. You got to be dedicated. You got to seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. You got to Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's the reason why you're here this morning. Amen. You're not here to be entertained. You're not here for a good time. We're here to exercise your spiritual intellect. Amen. We're here to exercise your spiritual intellect so that you can be submissive. Number one, write down the word submit. Don't be hard-headed. Write it down somewhere. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. The only way you're going to go down, in order to go up, in order to have a low spirit, and so he can exalt you. Number one, you got to be submissive. You got to be submissive. Husbands can't be submissive to wives if they don't have a poor spirit. Amen. See, you can't twang, you can't cleave. She can't be your helpmeet if you don't submit. Amen. You got to submit. You got to submit yourself to God. See, you can't submit to yourself to one another if, number one, you ain't getting yourself to God. Amen. And too many times, people come to church, people say they're Christians, people say they've been born again, but their life don't reflect it. Amen. Amen. Submit yourself to God. Then number two, he says you got to resist the devil. Matthew 6, you can't serve two masters. You got to make a decision whom you're going to serve. Now, by the word resist, right, 2 Peter 5:8, that the devil is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Then I want you to write John 8:44, that he's a liar, he's the father of lies. Okay? Then I want you to write 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9 through verse number 12, okay? And the reason why, because he talks about the devil and his powers, and not only his powers, but he called them lying powers, amen. Amen. Those are the things that cause an individual for not having the ability to resist. Now hold your spot right there because I'm coming back. Go with me back to Galatians where Brother Paul read from. Galatians. All right, I want you to see something in Galatians 5. I want you to see something in Galatians 5. Paul read from Galatians 6, but I want to show you something in verse number 5. Because for every action, there's a reaction. Amen. For everything that's done, there's a reason for it being done. Amen. So when you go to Galatians chapter 5, I want you to mark verse 7. Because see, he says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil. Well, Paul says in Galatians 5:7, look what he says in Galatians 5:7. This is just life. This is just life. Amen. It's just life. Whether it be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is just life. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. But these are things that we get to do that we may come up out of this world so that we can receive the blessings from God. Amen. Based on obedience. Amen. Paul says in Galatians 5:7, look what he says. He said, you did run well. Now you can make it personal. Amen. Bring it home. Amen. See, don't worry about who was running. Don't worry about somebody else running. You running, amen. Don't be looking at somebody else how well they run that race. So many times we can't run our race because we're looking at somebody else running, amen. Amen. He said, you did run well. Then he used the phrase, He said, what hindered? See, underline that word hindered. See, we have hindrance in our life. See, we have things that stop us. If you weren't here at Sunday school this morning, guess what? There was a hindrance in your way. Amen. Shake your head. Don't quit saying amen now. Amen. Amen. See, we like to say amen what we want to, but when it hit us, we don't like to say amen. Amen. See, for everything that we do, there's a reaction. For everything that we do, there's a reason why we do it, whether it's good or bad. Amen. Man robbed a bank. He said, why you robbed the bank? He said, I needed some money. Well, that's a reason. Now, that don't make it right, but he still had a reason. Amen. See. So there's hindrance in our life. See, the problem is that we don't want to identify what the hindrance is that's causing us to resist the devil, that we may not submit. See, in life, what you got to do and what we got to do and what I got to do, see, what we got to do is just write self somewhere. Amen. That's you. Then what you got to do is just count one, and you ain't got enough numbers. Amen. Because we all have sinned. Amen. See, I can't put five there because that might not be enough. Amen. See, in relationship to those hindrances, amen, you did running well, but what hinder you? And begin to identify what those things are that hinder us from obeying the truth. And until you identify what they are, you're not going to be able to run well. If you're not able to run well, you're not going to be able to submit. Amen. You're not going to resist. Amen. You're not going to draw. Amen. And then when you can't do those, you can't humble yourself. Amen. To be lifted up. Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying here? See, you got to hit it head on. The devil is that roaring lion. Amen. Seek him whom he may devour. It could be your children. Amen. It could be your husband. It could be your wife. It could be your job. That's what you know. You know it. I don't know it. See, you with you 24/7. Amen. 365 days a year. You know what hinders in your life. See, why were you here this morning? Well, I need a little more sleep. See, we all like to have a little bit more sleep, but we want to submit. Amen. Amen. See, that's what Paul is saying here. See, you did run well, but what hindered you from obeying the truth? Because the devil know, as long as you don't identify what they are, he know what they are, and that's what he's going to work on. Amen. Amen. He's going to work on it. So when you look at what is your life, see, that's what we got to look at in relationship. Just get you a pad, get you a pencil, get you an appointment book. We all bought brand new appointment books this year, amen. And just begin to just go through them and identify what they mean. But until you get rid of them or satisfy them, see, you're not going to ever be able to run the well, but race, because you're going to have hindrance in your life. So go back to James, what he said. He said, submit yourself therefore to God. He said, resist the devil. But see, you can't submit if you don't resist. Amen? See, like I told this morning in Sunday school, we've been talking about this all week, okay? And all week I've been saying, Lord, let me submit myself to you to resist the devil, amen, so I can draw nigh to you through prayer, through study, through just being around good Christian people. So, Lord, you can make me humble so I can abase, so you can lift me up, amen. See, lift me up, amen. See, when he lifts you up, amen, then he's going to give you the blessing that you need to be able to handle life. Amen. To handle life. Not any kind of life, but life, amen. See, I don't want no piece of life. Like I heard a lady say, well, a piece of hub is better than no hub. Is you crazy? I want a piece of anything. Don't give me no piece of cake. Give me a whole piece of cake. That's the reason why you got a piece of cake. I'm not going to say give me a piece of your cake. I want the whole cake. Piece of cake make me mad. I want some more. Then somebody say, hey, you want a piece of barbecue? They didn't have but two bones. They broke me a little bit of piece off. I was mad all day. Why? Because I wanted more. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, you don't want a piece of nothing. See, you want the real thing. Amen. You want all that been promised you, amen. You want all that been promised you, relationship, the understanding what is the will of God. But let me tell you something. Write these words down. Make these words a part of your lifestyle. Submit, resist, draw. How do you draw? You're drawing right now, amen. You hear, amen. You're drawing right now, amen, from the word. You know that if you're double-minded, if you're unstable, see, if you act for the wrong reason, you ain't going to get nothing. Do you hear what I'm saying? You're here in vain. You're here uselessly. Amen? If that's a word. Because you have not submitted. But drop it right down to verse 10. He said in verse 10, he said, then back to James. Then James 4, he says here, he will then, verse 10, James 4, 10, he then will humble you. See, he will humble you. See, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. See, then he will humble you. He will humble you so you can be lifted up, amen. See, when he lifts you up, then he can use you, amen. See, you can't even be a light if you're not lifted up, amen. See, the light sitting on the hill, amen. See, if you're not having not been lifted up, amen. See, and that's the point that we're saying there in relationship to understanding what is the will of God, amen. Then one more time. Go back to James. See, then we'll see some. Y'all with me? See, and this is what I want you to do. Slow down. I want you to see it. Because I want you to write it somewhere. Because when you go home, you're going to put it somewhere where it's going to be precious to you. Write these words down. Write submit. Write resist. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God. Amen. Why? So he can humble you. So you can be abased. Amen. Because God can't use you till you what? Humble. So he can what? Lift you up. Amen. Lift you up. All right? See, go with me to Luke 9 right quick. See, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. See, in Luke 9, 46, Jesus gives an example. See, about little children. All right? Luke 9. See, in Luke 9, 46, if you had Luke 9, 46, write Matthew 18, 3. We didn't have time to go to both of them. But in Luke chapter 9 and verse number 46, see, this is the mentality that Jesus teaches us about that mentality of becoming as little children. See, Luke 9 and verse number 46. All right? And if you're there, write Matthew 18 and verse 13. There. Because see, that's the mindset that we got to have. See, if you don't have that mindset, but you got a haughty mindset, your mindset, my mindset, see, God can't use you. See, we got to decrease in order to increase. And that's the reason why Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, this is what he said. Beginning of verse 46. He said, then there arose a reasoning among them which of them should be the greatest. See the spirit that they said, which of us should be the greatest? Say, it's not about me, folks. It's not about the preacher, amen. It's not about who the deacon is or who the elders is. Guess what, brethren? We're heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. And by this spirit, we all are children of God. Romans 8, 16 and 17, amen. We're all brothering, amen. Amen. See, it's not about who's the greatest, but see, it's like I tell the brother all the time. See, we're going to take all that we have and utilize it to the glory of God, amen. Not who is the greatest. See, we're all equal in God's eyesight, amen. But guess what? You ain't got that mentality. If you don't submit. If you don't resist and draw, because you hadn't been humble. Then verse 47 says, and Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, underline the word, of their heart, of their mindset. See, sometimes when people talk, you can see what kind of mindset. they have. Amen. See, where you coming from? Amen. See, what you love is what you serve. Amen. Amen. See, based on what your mouth say, see, what your actions say, determines what kind of mindset you have. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, you can tell the difference between a phony and somebody who's real. Amen. Am I right? See, based on their action. So that's the reason why it said that Jesus perceived the thought of the heart. He took a child and he set him by him and said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child, look what he said, that preacher. He said, in my name. Now stop right there. See, you got to do it by the authority of Jesus. Amen. See, to be humble, you can't be humble by your way. You got to do it by Jesus' way. He says, by my name. Amen. See, in order for you to have that obey spirit, see, you just can't go by it, Belinda. You got to go back to the book and see how the book wants you to do it. Amen. Does that make sense? Who are you going to believe, the book or some book somebody wrote? You can buy books that teach you how to have a humble spirit. They can talk about the psychological, sociological, the ecumenical, the auto-ecumenical, manical. But don't match up with God's word. Amen. Amen. People write books all the time. Am I right? You want to be happy? They write books, but they don't match up with this book. Amen. So why you want to read another book when you got a book? Amen. Don't that make sense? Do it make sense? That's the reason why he said that if you're going to do it by my name. Now, underline that word name. He just went there, Matthew 28:20. All power, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. That's the reason why this book is the book that we're going to utilize. Verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3:16-17. For the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. And get what, y'all? I like that. Because number one, if I want to be humble, I want to be humble the right way. Don't you? See, because see, when you get man humbleness, he always going to have a price on it. Buy this book for $29.95. Somebody been trying to me buy a book. We went to a seminar, a business seminar, and the man said, I got this book for sale. And every week he said, did you buy the book? I said, did you buy the book? He said, Al, you got to read the book. I said, did you read the book? I'm not going to buy the book. Well, Al, you got to go buy it. Where is that? I got a book. Oh, wait. He said, man, this book is so good. I said, the book I got is so good. Why in the world I'm going to spend $19.95 on a book? And we just talked about the other night, buying good bread. Y'all remember we talked about that? I was in the store the other day. I had to go buy 2 loaves of bread. I said, buy some bread. And they had the good bread, it was $2.45 a loaf. Then they had the cheap bread, $1.08 a loaf. Amen. And I got to thinking for all them sandwiches that fell in my lap by buying cheap bread. And I was going to buy me some good bread. Now, I bought that book, I couldn't have bought no good bread. Buy a book that's going to help me when this the best book in the world. Amen. Amen. Don't that make sense? Because this book is by the authority of Jesus. Amen. That's the reason why Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 22:18-19, we don't add to or take away from nothing. If it can't be found in this book, we don't use it. Amen. Amen. Because this the book going what? Keep us humble so he can what? Lift us up. Amen. It's by his name. I had to stop and say that. Amen. And he said to them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me. Now do me a favor. By the word name, hook up me. And that me is Jesus. Right? Right? Now, if you do things by the name, the only conclusion is you're going to get who? Jesus, right? Now, if you don't use his name, you're going to get somebody what? Because you only can get Jesus when you do things by his word. Now, don't that make sense? Don't that make sense? See, he said, now when you do it by my name, you're going to get me. Amen. So why do I want to read something somebody else say with me? I'm going to get somebody else. Well, I don't want nobody but Jesus. Amen. The Bible says I want to look unto Jesus, right? Who the author and finisher of my faith, right? I want to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. I don't want to be conformed, but I want to be transformed, right? By the renewing of my what? See, and the only way I know to do it, I got to do it by Jesus. Amen. By his authority. Amen. Y'all see how good the Bible is. You don't want to make the Bible hard when you don't submit. Because see, when you don't submit, you don't resist. See, some of y'all been cut off a long time ago. I'm just telling you. You're just waiting the time to get through. And hope it hurry up. Because see, your mind been gone. Because see, you don't want to hear this. Because I'm going to show you in a minute. Just like he told them in James, you want to do things your way. See, Burger King can do it his way, but not in here. You got to do it by Jesus' way, by his authority, if we're going to receive Jesus. Amen. They say that. Now, if you're going to be a child, you got to do it by my name. Then when you do it by my name, then you're going to get me. Ain't that right? Man, you need to be underlining that. Amen. Because it ain't about me. See, it ain't about the preacher. Amen. See, you need to be looking to Jesus. Amen. I'm looking for him the same way you're looking for him. Amen. I'm trying to keep him the same way you're trying to keep him. Amen. Am I right? See, you right here trying to look at me. You're going to mess up. Me and you ain't going to get him. Amen. Am I right? See, preachers want to be this and that and this and that, and they want to be this and that, and they want to get this and that. You better watch out who you're serving. Amen. And whosoever shall receive me, see, you can't receive him, Mr. Carr, until you do it by his authority. Receiveth him that sent me. Come on, wait a minute. This is too good. Whew. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but he shall have everlasting life. And what John 3:16 said, right? For God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, right? That whosoever believeth in Jesus, see, believe in Jesus, see, shall have everlasting life. He said, and then we shall not what? Perish. See, God sent Jesus into the world for a reason. See, he sent Jesus into the world to build a church for a reason. See, God sent him here, see, gave him all authority, made him to be the head of the church, Ephesians 1:22-23, amen, that we may be as little children. Did you know that? Amen. Let me tell you something. See, you can't be a faithful Christian if you ain't humble, amen. Did I say that right? See, you can't be a faithful Christian being arrogant, haughty, greedy, malice, hate, a hater. See, you can't be that and call yourself a Christian, amen. See, you can't be a Christian up in here saying, no, let me bring my peace up in here and straighten this out. Amen. So you know folks in church will fight. Or even you, before you leave home, you tell your wife, you better get it straight. Don't you let me come back in here. Hello? I'm bringing it home now. There's something wrong with that too. Amen? Am I right? Oh, you look at your wife and say, do it again, I'll knock your head off. Amen? I'm bringing it home now. So I'm a colored preacher. I'm going to tell y'all just the way it is. I ain't going to apologize for it. Amen. Because it don't matter to me. My wife gave me a small bowl of black-eyed peas before I left home. She said, this is what you're going to get when you get back. So unless somebody broke in the house and ate them, I know when I get home, I got some peas with some little white meat flowing around up in there. Amen. Because see, before she even gave my brother, she brought me a little bowl. It wasn't but 3 spoonfuls. She had not tasted. Amen. And I'm going home, but the house ain't burned down. I know I got some black-eyed peas. Amen. I know I got somewhere to stay. So you can get mad with me, but you can't do nothing to me. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? See, you can fire me, but I still got me a truck. I ain't gonna pick up cans. So I know how to make some money. See, I ain't too proud. Am I right, John? See, y'all can say, y'all can see me riding down here. That ain't my preacher. But that's all right. Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. Amen. Am I right? Y'all can be ashamed of me. It don't make no difference. I'm going to do the right thing, but I'm going to tell you the right thing, whether you like it or not. Amen. Come on. Folks leave here because of that. Yeah. I'm telling you, they have left here. Someone said it right in the church. You still don't have no hell? They had never said it. Repeat it. They shook their head. But that's all right. Am I right? Because see, you can't have a humble spirit, right? You can't call yourself a Christian. You can't have abundant life. Because see, he said, God sent me here to do this here, amen, to cause us to be humble, but you got to do it in my name. I didn't do it by myself. God sent me in the world to do this. Amen. Y'all with me? For he that is least, see, among you. See, for he that is least among you. See, for he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. See, when you humble yourself, because we submit, we resist, we withdraw, verse 10 of James 4 said, he said, you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. But see, we got to do it by the authority of God. Now, don't be hard-headed. Write Matthew 18:3. We don't have time to go there. Write John 3:3-7 by that verse. And the reason why I want you to do it, because see, when you go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, amen, and somebody Google it, you find that word child mentioned 33 times. Now somebody go back and bring back all 33 times it's mentioned, but I guarantee you, in every time that it's mentioned, it always talk, we being the least in the kingdom, in order for him to lift us up. Also, the word children appeared 54 times in the New Testament. See, in reference to, these are the ingredients that we must possess if we are to be children of God. Now, let's look at it. I got about 10 minutes. Let's go to 1 Peter 2. 2. You say, well, Brother Liza, I understand that, but how do I get it? I'm going to show you. Okay, 1 Peter 2, 2. See, in 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. See, in order for you to have that childlike characteristic, and this is what I want you to write down. Number one, it got to begin at birth. Physical birth, a little child. It's not based on possessions, expectations, anything, pure in heart. They're dependent on you, right, in order to get it done. So when you go back to Peter, see, Peter says this is what you have to do. He says, to have a pure heart, to be a heart of humility, he says, verse 1, he says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envy and all evil speaking. See, you're running well. See, you got to get rid of those hindrances first, amen. See, the seed ain't going to work until you get rid of those hindrances, amen. See, that's what you got to do. See, a baby don't have no sin. They don't know right from wrong, amen. They have to be taught that, amen. Y'all with me? See, that same thing you got to do. See, you got to get rid of all that sin first for verse number 2 work. He says, as newborn babes, see, look what he says, and this is the word I want you to see. You got the number 1 desire. You got to want to. You got the hunger and thirst after that, amen. See, you got the desire. You got the hunger and thirst. You got to want it. Not just because I said it, but because you want it, amen. I can't make you want it. You can't make me want it. That's an individual choice you're going to have to make. Now, when you're going to make it, I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. Until you make it, you ain't going to get nothing. You can't get anything. Don't even think it, amen. That's what it says, amen. You're not going to get it. See, so number 1, he said, as newborn babes, that's that word. I want you to underline that word, desire. See, you got the desire, that sensitive milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Now, do me a favor, by that verse, write 2 Peter 3:18. Because over 2 Peter 3:18, he says, once you desire, he says in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And guess what? It's a process that you got to go through. Same way with a baby. A baby has to crawl. Am I right? Am I right? See, he don't want you to get it. A baby has to crawl before they walk, right? See, they walk before they run, right? It's a process you got to go through. So what I'm saying is, see, we're talking about submit, we're talking about resist, we're talking about draw. See, well, number 1, see, all this is no value to you. To number 1, you have a desire for it. Because it ain't going to work. If you don't go home, listen to me, and take some private time by yourself, and identify what those hindrances are. Universe, get rid of malice, envy. That's just plain sin. Any sin, amen, can stop you from desiring the sense of milk. Because where sin is, sin ain't going to let you want it, amen. Amen. Sin ain't going to kill it, amen. So you got to get rid of this first, amen. Am I right? But you got to be truthful with yourself, amen. Let me tell you something, man. I would rather tell the truth and say this about my wife, and I get in a lot of trouble with my wife by running my mouth, like the coffee this morning. I'm going to hear about that. When we get home, she pulled me in the room, and she said that she had to roll down. Why did you say that? Don't you say that no more. I don't listen. Not about that, because I'm going to say what I want to say. When it comes to the word, amen. Am I right? But see, until you get rid of these things, amen, I'd rather tell the truth, amen. I'd rather come here and say I'm a drunk, and I know I'm a drunk. Church, help me get out of it, amen, than sit here and lie. Because see, you're going to get rid of it until you identify. Because see, the devil ain't going to let you desire, that is, to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Second part, once you desire that, go to Philippians 3:16. In Philippians 3:16, this is that word. See, what we're going to have to do in Philippians 3:18, and this is the word I want you to put down. Number 1, desire, and the next one, same root. Because in Philippians 3:16, y'all there? Where'd he get there? He said in verse 15, let's go to verse 15. He said, let us therefore, oh Lord, y'all, when did y'all get there? I'm going to stop this lesson. Whew. Y'all there? I got to sit down. Y'all mind? Listen to what the word says. 3:15. Go back 12. Okay, read the whole chapter this week. He says, not as though. See, I have already obtained. See, we don't know everything. See, each day we get good and gooder, don't we? Each day we get better and better. Am I right? My wife said I went from a cookie to a pound cake. That's pretty good, ain't it? See, 20 more years from now, I may be a triple L good old cake. Because each day we just get good and gooder with the word, right? Not as though I have already attained, either we're already perfect. See, we ain't there yet. We ain't there, Carl. We're getting there. Amen. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I apprehended on Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm not going to quit. Amen. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Amen. Brother, I count not myself to apprehend, but this one thing I do. See, forgetting this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. See, you cannot perfect worrying about what happened yesterday. Yesterday over with. Today is a what? See, a lot of y'all brought a lot of stuff from 2012 over in 2013. Still got that same old baggage. Hanging on you, amen. You caught hell in 2013 with it. Why in the world you want to keep it in 2013? Let it go. Shake your head, y'all. Why you want to hold on to it? Do that make sense? Y'all help me. Who said it makes sense? Oh, get rid of, oh. Y'all understand? See, when you make your list, you know what your life is, amen? You know what problem you had in 2013, right? God gonna let you see a new year and you gonna carry that over? He said you can't perfect, you can't apprehend. You gotta forget those things behind you and do what? Press on toward the mark, amen. Make your list out, amen. Don't listen to me. Listen to me. Make your list out, amen. And those things that hinder you, those things from stopping you perfect and apprehend, you need to get rid of it, amen. Then Jesus said, your eye offend, need to pluck it out. If your hand offend, need to cut it off. If your feet offend, need what? Cut it off. Am I right? If you can't stop your feet from going to the casino, well, you might just get somebody to cut them off of you. Am I right? It's better die and go to hell, amen, with no feet. Am I right? Am I right? See, that's the problem with a lot of us. And you know what? We don't want to admit truth. Ain't nothing wrong with me. He don't know nothing wrong with me. Mind his own business. I know y'all saying that. See, I know I got a problem. I know it. I know what they are. Am I right? But I do know one thing. I ain't carrying forward, amen. I had some conversations. I had some meeting with some folks. I just letting them know. I'll kick the dust off and I'm through with you. Because I ain't going to go through it no more, am I right? Why? Because that's what the Bible says, amen. See, you can't perfect, you can't apprehend, amen. See, you can't desire the sense of the middle of the world to grow thereby simply because you got all these hindrances on your life. I hear folks saying all the time, you hear it too. I just can't take it. I'm so depressed. Oh, Jesus, pray for me. Lord, Father, help me. I just can't take it no more. What's wrong with you? I ain't going to have that mindset, amen. Now, I do what I can to help you. I do everything I'm a part to help you, amen. But if you don't want to help yourself, I got to move on, amen. Because I got my own life, amen. Now, I'm going to start right there. Y'all see what I'm saying? Then he said, next verse, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Then verse 15, he said, allowed therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything, you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Verse 16, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained. But look what he says here. Let us walk by the same rule. And let us mind the same thing. That's the book, am I right? See, if we're going to do it, let's use the book. Same rule. Amen. Guess what? If it worked for you, how about it work for me? If it worked for you, it'll work for me. But we ain't going to deviate. We ain't going to look to the left. We ain't going to look to the right. We're going to look straight on to Jesus. Amen. Because God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. My God shall supply all our needs according to his riches. Amen. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. And I tell the brethren all the time, God ain't never used a whole lot of people to get nothing done. But he used faithful people. Amen. And that's the same thing. You got to go back to Galatians 5. You're running well. What are the hindrances in your life? Get rid of them. You got to submit. You got to resist. You got to draw. And I'm going to humble yourself and offer him to lift you up. Am I right? You got to have that childlike spirit. Because that childlike spirit, he said, it's going to be patterned after my authority. And my authority is going to be based on me, based on my Father who sent me. Isn't that what he said? And in doing so, we got the desire to send something of the word that you may grow thereby. And on what we're going to grow thereby, we're going to use the same rule and the same pattern. Amen? Because that's the will of God. Now you can come with us or we're going to leave you behind. It's just that simple. Because I'm telling you, go back to James 4 or James 1. He said, if you ask of anything, don't even think it. Don't even think it. You ain't going to get it. It ain't going to happen. And that's what he said. Now, wait a minute. You can have a little success. The devil give you a little success. But go back to James. I'm going to read one more thing, then we're going to go home. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Go back to James. I'm going to read one more verse to you, and then it's going to be a lesson. But Spirit, we're waiting on you tonight, brother. Brother Spirit going to be preaching tonight. Yes, sir. James 1 and verse number 10. Because in James 1, 10, he gives a beautiful analogy of the whole story. He said in verse 10, he said for the rich and that he's made low. Because as the flowers of the grass, he shall pass away. Look at verse 11. He said, for the sun is so soon arisen with a burning heat, but it withered the grass. Underline that word, withered. And the flower of the fashion of it perished. See, not only do it wither, but it gonna perish. So also shall the rich man fade away, and look what the Holy Spirit said, in his ways. See, you're going to get it, you can get it, but sooner or later, what's going to happen? You're going to wither, you're going to perish, you're going to fade away. Because see, what you're doing is trying to do it your way. And your way ain't going to work. Because you're going to perish. Now, if somebody told you this, if you violate the principle of God, do what you want to do your own ways, that you're going to perish, why keep on doing it? That don't make no sense. Amen? Somebody told you, you're going to buy that car around the 25th month of the paying period, you're going to lose your job. Would you buy it? And you're not going to be able to pay for it. Would you do it? Would you? No. See, choices we have to make, brethren. But see, if you make your choices based on the word, amen, you ain't going to fall, amen. Because you're going to make it based on God's will, amen. You're not going to be double-minded. You're not going to be waverly, amen. But you're going to do it based on the will of God, amen. A double-minded man don't know which way to go. Oh, what's wrong with the world today, amen? See? Their action, there's a reaction, am I right? But the choices we make, right? And that's the point that we're saying. Hey, if you're here today and you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you need to become one today by hearing the word, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized to have your sins washed away. If you're here today and you need to be prayed for, you need to be restored, come on now. as we stand and we sing.